This is the picture of the complete nucleosome that is shown in all of today's textbooks of molecular biology. I believe this is actually the first time in this presentation that we've looked at the whole thing, other than in atomic view, which is incomprehensible to the naked eye. What we see here is 146 base pairs of DNA superhelically wrapped around the octamer core, about 1¾ superhelical turns in all. The pathway followed by the DNA along the octamer surface is referred to as the superhelical ramp. What constrains DNA to follow this pathway? It's not doubted by any author that this is a charge-charge interaction. The negative charges are in the phosphate groups of DNA, and the positive charges are in the basic amino acid residues of that portion of the histone octamer, those residues being mostly lysine. We now wish to look at the details of these salt bridges. In order to do so effectively, we're going to have to remove all parts of the DNA and protein that are not involved. We'll start by temporarily removing the DNA so that we can examine the protein structures that comprise the superhelical ramp beneath it.